فهمیدن و صحبت کردن به زبان انگلیسی می تواند در بهبودی وضعیت زندگی شما در استرالیا کمک کند. SBS یک پودکاست جدید دارد که در آن مصطلحات روزمره زندگی استرالیایی توضیح داده می شوند. با گوش دادن به این پودکاست مهارت های انگلیسی خود را تقویت کنید، در مورد استرالیا بیشتر بیاموزید و همزمان از وقتتان لذت ببرید. این شما و این هم آخرین قسمت پودکاست انگلیسی بیاموزید SBS.
Learning English helps me make friends in my local community garden.
Hi, welcome to the SBS Learn English podcast, where we help Australians to speak, understand and connect. We acknowledge the Cammeraygal people as the traditional owners of the land we are recording on, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. My name is Josipa, and like you, I need to practice new words and phrases constantly. Before I get into the lesson, let me shout out to Marie, who left us a review on Apple Podcasts. She said, "That's fantastic, exactly what I was looking for." Well, thank you, Marie. And if you are looking for lessons on particular topics or just have general feedback, we'd love it if you also left a review. You might be the next shout-out we do. So, let's spring into action. Meaning, become active and start working on our phrases for my favorite season of the year. Spring, yes, spring is finally here. Plants are growing and everyone wants to talk about gardening. Just like Susie and Ellen. Let's hear them.
You have some lovely natives, Susie. Where will you put them?
They need partial sun and they'll make a lovely ornamental garden. So I was thinking in this corner here.
I love natives because they're low maintenance and not too thirsty. That's good for me because I don't have a green thumb.
Alan asks Susie about her native plants. Native animals or plants, like Australia's national flower, the golden wattle, are indigenous to a place. Or plants can be introduced, which is when a species is accidentally or deliberately brought into an area. So you could ask someone,
in your area, is it natives or mainly introduced trees and plants?
Susie has a special corner in mind for her native plants. She said,
they need partial sun and they'll make a lovely ornamental garden.
Do your plants need full sun or part shade? Is your garden bed in a partially or fully shaded spot? If you don't have a garden, what kind would you like to have? Flower, veggie, or
a lovely ornamental garden?
An ornamental garden is designed because of how it looks, rather than the production of crops like vegetables or herbs. They will often include plants with flowers or colorful foliage. That means leaves. You could also describe your garden as low maintenance if it doesn't need a lot of work, like weeding or pruning. Your garden may be drought tolerant if it doesn't require a lot of water, or thirsty if it's the opposite. Native Australian plants are often low maintenance and drought tolerant. You can use the word tolerant to describe other things related to plants as well. Next time you are buying plants, look out for the phrases sun tolerant, pest tolerant, or wind tolerant. And how are you as a gardener? Do you have a green thumb? What does it mean to have a green thumb? I don't have a green thumb, unfortunately. To have a green thumb means to have unusual ability to make plants grow well. I hope Susie has a green thumb. She gave Alan a big list and sent him shopping for some garden tools. Let's check on him.
Ah, there it is. Susie's list. What does it say? A trowel, secateurs, an angled shovel. I wonder if I can get her an angled shovel at a good price. What else? Pruners, watering can, and shears. Wait a second, she added a hose here at the bottom of the page as well.
Alan is buying some gardening tools. First, he mentioned
a trowel, secateurs, a shovel.
A trowel is a small, handheld tool with a curved scoop for lifting plants or earth. Secateurs are a pair of pruning clippers for use with one hand. Alan had a specific shovel in mind.
I wonder if I can get her an angled shovel at a good price.
An angled shovel is a shovel with a blade that makes it good for digging. Then we heard Alan mention
pruners, a watering can, and shears. Wait a second. She added a hose here at the bottom of the page as well.
Pruners, watering can, shears, a hose, and let's add lawnmower and fork. These are the names of some of the gardening tools. If you are unsure which is which, or don't know the meaning of some of these words, you can learn them by doing our quiz, which you can find on our website. You can also find additional learning notes there. Now Alan is talking with Susie, who, for the purpose of this dialogue, is a horticulturalist, an expert in gardens.
I'm looking for some easy-to-care perennials.
Do you prefer seeds or seedlings?
I'm not too sure. What would you suggest?
Well, seedlings are quicker and easier. If you want to sow seeds, this will save you money, but it will take longer.
Okay, let's not beat around the bush. We have a lot to explain. By the way, to beat around the bush means to discuss a matter without getting to the point. So if I say to someone, please don't beat around the bush, I'm asking them to get to the point and stop talking about many unimportant things. So, Alan is buying some flowers. He said,
I'm looking for some easy-to-care perennials.
A perennial plant, or simply perennial, is a plant that can keep growing over many seasons. This is different to annual plants that only last for one season. Susie then asked,
do you prefer seeds or seedlings?
Seedlings are young plants developing from seeds. Basically, seedlings are seeds that have already sprouted. They will save you some time, which comes at a price. Just like Susie said.
Well, seedlings are quicker and easier. If you want to sow seeds, this will save you money, but it will take longer.
Sowing is another way to say planting, but only if you're talking about seeds. You can sow seeds, but you can't sow plants. You have to plant plants. Confusing, right? My guest today is Anh Vu from SBS Vietnamese. Hi Anh, thanks for joining the show.
It's great to be here.
You've been telling me how gardening and the Vietnamese community go hand in hand with each other.
Yes, gardening and the Vietnamese community are closely linked together. For Vietnamese people, gardening is a way to reconnect with positive memories of homeland as well. So many culinary and medicinal Asian herbs you can plant in your very old backyard, like coriander, basil, mint, lemongrass, ginger.
Coriander, basil, mint, those are all herbs from my mom's backyard. But you know, since I moved to Sydney, my garden has been made of two pots on my windowsill. You suggested I search for a community garden near my home?
Yes, of course. There are over 600 community gardens and city farms in Australia where people come together to grow fresh food, learn, relax, and make new friends.
Thanks for sharing, Anh. Now all I need to do is find a community garden near me.
That's easy. You just visit the communitygarden.org.au website and you can join Australia's thriving garden community in a second.
In the meantime, let's repeat useful phrases from this episode. See if you can answer the question before hearing the answer. What does it mean to spring into action?
To spring into action means to become suddenly very active and energetic.
If you have a green thumb, it means
it means you are particularly good at growing plants.
We heard different questions we can ask about gardens.
Do you have natives or mainly introduced plants in your garden?
Do your plants need full sun or part shade?
Is your garden bed in a partially or fully shaded spot?
Is your garden flower, veggie or ornamental?
Do you prefer seedlings or seeds?
We also heard some different phrases we can use when talking about gardening.
My natives will make a lovely ornamental garden.
I need to buy a trowel, secateurs and one-angled shovel.
I'm looking for some easy-to-care perennials.
I hope we've inspired you to spring into action and use your English in the garden. Before that, you might want to head to the sbs.com.au/learnenglish website, because there you can find additional learning notes and transcripts. There you can also find a new series all about Australian wildlife. And this might be especially interesting to our listeners who have backyards.
Have you ever seen a reptile in your garden with a big blue tongue? It's a blue-tongued lizard. They love eating snails and other insects, so are helpful to have in our gardens.
In the Living with Aussie Wildlife video and podcast series, you can learn about amazing animals like magpies, lizards, possums and koalas, and learn how to live side by side with them. And like with all our podcasts, you will improve your English at the same time. Once again, a big shout out to Marie, who left us a review on Apple Podcasts. We'd love to hear from you as well. What topics would you like to hear about? Reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. Thank you for listening.